This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, I'm Marv Belzer, UCLA Mindful. I know many of you. Welcome to the Thursday meditation. I usually teach on Mondays, same time. If you're new to meditation, welcome. I'll give some guidance as to how we proceed when we meditate. It is something that we can do as human beings. We use our ability to decide where to place our attention. We focus on elements of experience that are available and noticeable. We don't have to conjure up new experiences or even try to stop things that are happening. The game is to place attention with relatively neutral elements of experience, such as sounds we can hear, sensations in our bodies, and so forth. The reason we do this is there's something about this activity, focusing attention, sustaining attention with relatively neutral elements of experience, that works to cultivate more calmness, clarity, stability, concentration, in a word. So this is a human activity that can be done, it can be practiced, and skills can be developed over time. We will not do it perfectly. Our attention quite naturally will get drawn away at certain times. Normally thoughts will be involved. We don't need to panic. We might panic, but we don't need to. We can practice just noticing where the attention has been drawn. Often there will be thoughts imbued with emotion in some way, anxiety, fear, you know, tension. So we also can include that awareness of what it's like to be afraid, to be tense. And then we bring attention back. So it's a process of focusing, noticing we've been distracted, including whatever it is, and then coming back. Okay, so that's the gist of mindfulness meditation. Let's go ahead and begin. I'll give some guidance. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin. Just one way to begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Yeah, maybe even a little sigh with that out breath. And then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. It can be good to recognize how easy this is, insofar as we muster the intention to focus on the sounds instead of everything else happening. But that doesn't mean we have to get rid of everything else happening. Just in the midst of everything happening, we give priority to the sounds we can hear. We do not have to try to hear them all or keep track. Just moment after moment, staying attuned to this part of our experience. So you can stay with sounds if you wish, come back to sounds whenever you wish. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body and noticing what there is to notice: head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Again, not trying to notice everything at once, just noticing what you can. For some of us, the sensations in our bodies might be a bit vague. For others, might be all too clear. Either way, same instructions, just notice what there is to notice, what you can. No need to try to modify or change or extract something from these sensations. As we tune into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath, so not breathing deeply the way we began. There are some sensations as the in-breath begins, slight rising, tensing, typically in the abdomen, the chest. Might be subtle, but it can be real and noticeable. Similarly, sensations at the nose or upper lip as air comes in with the in-breath, as air leaves with the out-breath. The chest, the abdomen with the out-breath, softening, dissolving. So we're not doing an analysis so much as just tuning into what we can feel. These sensations. The idea would be just choosing somewhere that seems congenial for you now, abdomen, chest, or nose. And just know when the in-breath is beginning, when the out-breath is beginning, and so forth. It does take some effort, even though it's quite simple. It's partly because it's so simple that it's difficult. We're used to harder jobs, honestly. And so our minds will become impatient at times, or just before we even know it, it's kind of just slipped away into mulling over something that needs attention today, or even a random memory that catches our attention, and one thought leads to another. So this is actually interesting how our minds are working. We're not going to fight this so much as just be aware when we realize, oh, yeah, I was going to try to stay with the breath, and here I am, daydreaming about baseball. And so just notice these are thoughts. And then reconnect, maybe the next in breath as it begins. But don't be in a hurry. Be in a, don't rush, but kind of be on your toes. So there is a way to put in energy here, even though it's a subtle activity. And I do feel that we can do this. It's something that we can do. And the reason we would do this for any length of time is it has effects that can be noticed, but it also is a very personal journey. What could be more personal, right? So just kind of see if you can practice the method and then see what happens for yourself. And I'll be silent for a bit. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. So our minds are in some ways very complex and mysterious, and indeed very little is known, about the kind of the neuroscience of consciousness. All the same, these meditation methods are time-tested in the sense that human beings have practiced this way in different ways, many ways, but kind of with this similar sort of activity of focusing attention in the ways we just did. After 40 some years of doing it pretty seriously, I still find it fascinating. It's very interesting, both in the way that it does work. This activity of focusing, sustaining attention, it does work to cultivate concentration, and there's much that can be said about it. And it is quite interesting, this process and the various depths and so forth that can be explored. It is a personal journey. There's not like there are differing aptitudes, there are differing conditioning and so forth. But it is something I teach with confidence, to whoever wants to try it. And the second thing is that it's equally interesting, perhaps more interesting, the way that even when the mind does get concentrated, tranquil, stable, nonetheless, the normal activities will re-engage. And these normal activities are part of our intelligence. And so no doubt you notice something like that during that period. Maybe that's mainly what you noticed, right? You were okay, let's try this. Where's the breath? Okay, there's one breath. And then 5 minutes later, you realize, wow, I didn't even observe the out breath. My mind just got pulled away. And this is perfectly normal and perfectly intelligent. As human beings, we're really good at letting our attention move to what needs to be paid attention to. And no doubt, all of us, I mean, it'd be fun, might not be fun, but it might be interesting to just. Don't do it, but we could share in the chat what we're worried about today, right? What's on our mind? Let's not do it. But we could. We all have things that need attention today, one way or another. And we'll give it attention probably, or we might just procrastinate another day. But the point is, our minds are keeping track and in some way. And it's interesting. And so we can resolve to try to keep the attention with the breath, but nonetheless, habits kick in. And with mindfulness meditation, what happens when we notice the attention has drifted is as important as what happens when we're staying attuned to the breath or whatever we're focusing on, because there is that opportunity to become more aware of what our minds do. And so just taking stock of, okay, I'm feeling tense because of XYZ, right? That's on my mind. But in a context where we've given ourselves permission for a little while not to rush to fix things, right? Not to be so responsive to this very great capacity that we have to try to fix things. And so it can be really important, and over time it becomes more important and more valuable, I feel, to like give ourselves this space to be aware, to be alive, but without that normal sort of sense of responsibility to get things taken care of. And of course, we'll bring that into our meditation also. And that's can be, I mean, it can be like we're serious in some way, even about being here. And so, there can be a sort of tension around doing it right or getting the right experience or making something happen. And again, over time, we learn to kind of appreciate, okay, yeah, thank you, mind, that you're really trying to help. But for the moment, I'm just noticing my breath, or I'm noticing my anger or my fear. I'm feeling it in my body. I'm not going to fix it now, right? And then later we fix it. We do the best. It's not like we're calling it all off. We have things to worry about, but this can be anyway. That's the pep talk for today. That the basics are really simple. It's good to practice with you. Thank you for the comments. I haven't, I suppose some of you come to the Hammer normally on Thursdays, and it's nice to do it in person, but we've certainly learned over the last 6 years that we can do this sort of thing together in a meaningful way online. I do a session on Mondays at 12:30, very similar, and it's not exactly this. It's not the same Zoom address, but the address is findable on the UCLA Mindful website. Yeah, I may have fallen asleep. We might have fallen asleep a little bit. So that definitely happens. It's almost like even when we're not tired, there can be times where we'll get dull, and it's in our minds would be like, look, if you're not going to let me be entertained better than this, I'm just going to doze off. Seriously, it's like it's very interesting. All of it can be interesting. Some of us might have had the opposite kind of energy level where it's just like our minds were racing the entire time, and we kind of understood the instructions, but nonetheless, we would kind of get close to noticing the breath, and then the thought stream would re-engage. This happens. It's normal, and we still can practice. We still can kind of muster that awareness of, okay, this is real. This is what's happening now. So, thank you. Thank you for your attention. I do recognize some of you and some of your names. It's good to be with you again. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.